Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Marchand. As always, we appreciate you joining us here on Halloween. There is no tricks or treats, just NFL draft talk and NFL talk. Earlier today, we had a great show. If you're a Cleveland Browns fan or just a historian of the game of the NFL, I'd encourage you to listen to our thing with Lou Abraham. He was the mascot for the 1954 champion Cleveland Browns, and his history with the team is so unique. And again, if you love the game of football and you want to hear some really, really great stories, I would encourage anyone out there to kind of take a minute and kind of listen in, because it's great stuff. And again, you can find that here on the C2P. But right now, this particular show, we're going back to the draft avenue, and we're going to be talking with the standout linebacker from Houston Baptist, Garrett Dolan. And I was surprised by his size and his NFL typical qualities in 6'2", 240. I mean, you don't find those sizes from a lot of guys at a small school doing the things he does. But again, tackling machine. If you follow him on Twitter, you can find that 494 and counting. And again, a lot to talk about with him as we delve into another show. It's crazy to think that, you know, bowl games. I mean, I think this tonight, the college football playoffs are going to announce, you know, the teams that are at the top four. And that really is the prelude to, you know, bowl games. And once we get to that point, which right around the corner, we have to start talking about that thing we call the NFL draft and that whirlwind spiral out of control atmosphere that it brings to, you know, the winter months. I mean, from January, when these bowls wrap up, you're off to all-star games, combine, private workouts, and, you know, and then obviously that leads to the draft. But a lot to discuss with this young man. Again, and one of the top guys in the Southland Western Athletic Conference as well, and it's Garrett Dolan, Houston Baptist standout linebacker. Garrett, we appreciate you sharing your day with us. You know, we're just talking about what you bring to the table, and, you know, I like your Twitter. I think you got 494 and counting on the tackle list, and I'm sure that's growing. You're leading the team right now in tackles as well. But with that said, happy Halloween, and welcome to the C2P.
Well, I appreciate you having me on. Happy Halloween to you. Hope it was a good one.
I hope so. Good so far. I'm going to start the show with this because I was in Detroit Sunday night and was covering the Steelers game, and then we just posted an article. We asked all the guys on the Steelers side, and we'll ask you this. What was your favorite costume that you wore growing up as a kid?
And, probably have to say a Ninja Turtle. I was Raphael as a Ninja Turtle when I was a kid. Always loved him. That was pretty cool.
Nice. How about scary movies? You into scary movies?
Oh, yeah, I'm into a few. Went and saw the new Jigsaw movie the other day. It was a pretty solid one.
Cool. You know, it's kind of funny. Cameron Sutton, the defensive back, he literally had a sleeve of tattoos on his left calf down of Jigsaw, Hannibal Lecter, Michael Myers.
Jeez.
I mean, it was like crazy that I asked him that question. And then he goes, I love scary movies. And he, like, showed me his leg, and I was like, wow, that's crazy stuff. But, hey, Halloween's here, and we're talking some NFL draft, college football again with Houston Baptist standout linebacker Garrett Dolan. Garrett, so I'm curious. I mean, when we were, you know, doing our tweet direct messages, I mean, 6'2", 240, how's a guy your size kind of get, you know, I guess slip through the cracks of not being in a bigger school?
I mean, I'm not really too sure. I mean, I guess I was at a smaller high school who hasn't had too many people go big D1. I mean, I had a few schools, Texas A&M and TCU. Coaches both came to practice in high school, got invited to camps, went to their camps, and I guess it just didn't really work out, wasn't the right fits for their staff at the time, and just ended up at HBU as the right fit for me to close to home with my family. They could all come see games. And I guess I ended up pretty happy with where I was since my family and everybody could reach me.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, just because the Houston area, is that everything for you, your family back to normal after Harvey?
Oh, yeah. They're doing a lot better now. Didn't have too much damage to my family's homes, but there's a lot of people especially around the Southwest Houston area, that really got affected. That just down the street from us, a bunch of homes were flooded, and it's just been rough trying to get it, this whole area back on its feet, but it's coming along.
Nice. Did that affect your guys' season this year?
In terms of being able to play,
I'm sure it had some impact, but.
Well, actually, we didn't practice for probably 4 days, and I think we got in practices and went up to Texas State and played them a pretty tight ball game, but that was the only really effect it had on our schedule and play this year.
Yeah, wow, that's great, crazy stuff. Once again, Garrett Dolan, Houston Baptist linebacker here on the C2P. And you folks are listening to the show. I know you're waiting to get into the nooks and crannies of what this young man brings to the table. We're going to get into that, and that's why we brought him on. You guys are looking to get back in the winning column. Next game against Nichols. What's the mindset of this team heading out there on the fourth?
I mean, it's been a struggle this year, but we're just trying to get that winning taste back in our mouth because we've had a little bad streak, but we have a good mindset going into this game. Everybody, we got a good game plan so far. We just got to stay tough and stay determined because once you get down, it's hard to get back up, but I know we can get back up and get on a good winning streak for these last three games. But we'll see come this Saturday.
Yeah, definitely, man. It's crazy to think that it's November 4th. We're in November already. Is it crazy to think three more games, man? Did your college career kind of go by in a blink of an eye?
It absolutely went by in a blink of an eye, especially being a redshirt senior, thinking you have all this time. And I tell you what, it's gone by faster than I thought it would. In a blink of an eye, I was a senior with three games left. I'm sitting here. Dang, that went by way too fast. What's going on here?
I'm sure you're not the only guy that's come on this show, and it kind of has shared the same sentiment, and it does it. I mean, it's a quick time, especially when you're so busy, you got so much going on between school and playing the game of football. For you growing up, I mean, when did you kind of start trending towards that linebacker position? I'm sure you probably, I assume, played a lot of different roles growing up, depending on how you played, how long you played, but how did you kind of find yourself starting to, go towards that linebacker spot?
I mean, it's kind of been bred into me for a while now. I've had an uncle play linebacker, then my brother, I watched my brother play linebacker all the way from when he was in middle school to high school, then when he played at McNeese State. So it's pretty much been ingrained in me that I was going to be a linebacker no matter what. You don't really have a choice. But I love everything that comes with the position, the physicality, trying to impose your will on people. I just love everything about this position. It kind of fits me well.
Boy, and you're exceptional at it. And I mean, you're massive production. I mean, you're leading the team again in tackles. I mean, you're an all conference, mm-hmm. Southland Conference standout. I mean, all the accolades that follow. If you're in a film room with your coaches or some scouts that are looking, to get you to the next level, I mean, what are those qualities, what are the characteristics to the position that you bring, Garrett, where these guys are going to say, hey, man, this kid is pretty damn good at what he does?
Just being able to – I kind of pride myself on being able to read and diagnose plays pretty quick and get over the top of tackles on divide and counters and – being able to run sideline to sideline, that's a big thing for being a 4-3 Mike, that you have to be able to make plays all over the field and run down stretch plays and, be able to drop in zone coverage, which I'm still working on it, but it's a suit that I'd like to say that I'm pretty decent at. But I really love stopping the run. That's my forte, and that's probably a big one I'd lifts under our strength column.
Definitely. Anybody that does anything well, you're always going to get ridiculed or maybe scrutinized on what you don't do. But do you ever hear that, about Jimmy, you talked about dropping in coverage. I mean, just for instance, a tight end who catches 90 passes and is a good blocker, a guy who's a great blocker can't catch because he doesn't get the ball thrown to him. I mean, how are your skills when you're dropping in coverage?
I mean, it's coming along. It's been a work in progress, but this year my coach has worked with me with it a lot and helping to find my spot in the zone coverages. But it's definitely when you're – this is more of a – it kind of comes with the territory that, well, can he drop into coverage well? Can he find his zone? Can he read QB intentions? And I feel like I'm trending in the right direction in that now, and it's really been a process, but I like where I'm at and I like where I'm going with it.
Definitely. Well, you're doing the right things and you're getting to where you need to go. I mean, like I said, all the accolades and the way you play, you know, it's definitely making some noise. Once again, Houston Baptist standout linebacker Garrett Dolan here on the C2P. If you folks miss any of this show in its entirety, you just simply type in Garrett Dolan, Block Talk Radio. It'll pop up. You can also do the same thing and find this interview at iTunes. And then we'll be placing his bio at College Your Pro. We'll like to say it'll be your one-stop and shop for everything you need to know about this young man and the coming months that follow this season and obviously build into next year. NFL on your heart? I mean, is that the ultimate, you know, is that where you want to end up when you're done with this journey?
Oh, yeah, that's a day one dream. I've always had it. I've always been striving to get there. That's always been the thought in the back of my head that in my work ethic and being able to eventually get there, hopefully. And we'll see come this spring, I guess, if a team would like to take a shot on me.
Definitely. And what are your plans? I mean, do you graduate early? Do you got a lot more school left? How do you plan on tackling the next few months that follow this season and then as you kind of get prepared for, you know, pro days and combine type training?
Should be graduating this December. So it should be working out pretty well with being able to be done with school and focusing on all the training and combine prep and everything that comes with that.
Yeah. Is it kind of crazy thinking that all this film that you've been working, and granted, they're still going to go back to the film to see what you can do, but is it kind of crazy knowing that, you know, there'll be some scouts there, you know, teams, if they're looking at you, that they're going to be concerned, you know, how quick you can do like a three-cone drill?
Oh, yeah, it's always been crazy to me that they break down this combine so hard, and especially the 40 and these crazy cone drills and everything, but it's a very interesting process that we get put through, and I'm really excited to see how I can handle it.
I think you'll handle it just fine. Like I said, you read and react your instincts. I think those instincts will be pretty helpful when you kind of do those drills because it's all about just reaction time. And I think just off the snap, you have a good reaction time as well. Family and friends, even teammates, coaches, do you get comparisons to anybody at the next level? We know you're not saying, hey, I'm Garrett Dolan. I'm better than Patrick Willis. I'm just saying, but do you get any comparisons?
I try. I'm always, every day I'm competing with my linebacker coach and DC, Charlie Camp. He was the Mike linebacker in the Desert Swarm defense in Arizona when Teddy Bruschi and all of them were there. So I'm always trying to compete with him during practice, seeing if he's back in his prime, if I could beat him to the ball or not. I'm just trying to live up to his expectations, really.
Yeah, that's cool. What's the best advice he's given you so far? What's that one thing that even 30 years from now, what's that one bit of advice he's given you? Could be maybe even off the field advice. What's that one thing that, you know, he's told you that is something maybe that you'll, you know, that will stick with you till you're, you know, almost ready to go to the next place?
I mean, it's just keep your nose to the grindstone. It doesn't matter what comes with how your play is, no matter all the accolades or you're really down in your game, just keep your nose down to the grindstone and keep going because in the end, it's really just how you handle yourself and in all these situations and stuff. And just be able to keep going no matter the expectations or what happens to you.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Garrett Tholen here on the C2P. Man, this show went too quick, man. I could talk to you for another hour. Garrett, though, before we let you go, man, really, usually I'm, you know, like, man, we're almost out of time. But before we let you guys go, we always throw a couple off-the-wall questions your way. You ready to take a shot at some of those?
Okay. Let's see how it goes.
All right, now this first one, I think you guys like this question the most, at least giving thought about what you're going to respond with. Female celebrities, Garrett, if you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who's going to join you first?
Oh, there's a decent amount. Let's see. I'll probably have to go with Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, that's solid. Her name is mentioned quite frequently, so you're not alone.
Oh, yeah.
She's definitely going to have to work out a little bit more because she's had a lot of dinner dates here on the C2P. And how about Coach Vic Shaley? Does anybody do a great impersonation of him? And if they do, would they do it in front of Coach?
Oh, so we do have a talent show each year, and there's usually one brave soul that'll risk that territory. But, yes, there was a couple years ago we had a guy do it, and I have to say it was hilarious, but didn't see too many grins on Coach Shealy's face.
that's a gutsy thing to do, man. I mean, that's gutsy.
Oh, it's very gutsy.
I'm sure he might have had to do some extra laughs or something, maybe stay in the film room a little bit longer than we wanted to.
He might have had some log rolls to do.
Hey, that's part of it, right? If you're going to go after the king, you might have to play a little bit of the consequences. But that's part of the game. And how about teammates? Who's the biggest jokester? I mean, if the team's down and out, who's the guy that's going to bring a smile to everybody's face?
Oh, man, I'd have to say B.J. Kelly. You really are running back. You really have no idea what's coming. He could do anything at any time. He really doesn't care. He's off the wall. He's just a crazy guy that everybody loves on the team.
Awesome. And then the final one, Garrett, before we let you go here on Halloween Day, Eric Dorsey, he's the man behind the scenes at Illustrative Creations. He puts and paints the themes and ideas on your cleats or spikes. If you could have anything put on your cleats, what kind of paint job would you want on there?
Oh, geez. Man, I would have to say probably Leonidas from the 300, because that was a pretty bad dude. I'd want him on Spartan kicking somebody down a hole on my side of my cleat.
I like it a lot, man. Dude, I'm so glad we got to connect, and I can't wait to kind of just follow your journey. Please keep us in tune with whatever is going on with you, and we're going to try to keep everybody on the outside as well, in tune with what you're bringing to this table, and they can follow you through your journey. But, hey, best of luck to you and your teammates for the final three games. And then, obviously, some more hard work follows in those months, man. But, hey, we like to say stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, my man.
No doubt. Thank you so much for having me on. You have a good day.
You too. Once again, that is Garrett Tholen. You got to love what this young bridge feeds you to the table. I mean, this guy is just like a tackling machine. Think of those Chris Spielman-type guys, Stephen Boyd, Patrick Willis's. Those guys are just going to rack up tackles and make plays, and this young man can do it. And I've been able to see a little bit of him, highlights and what I've been able to catch up. And like I said, yeah, he does have good range. He diagnoses very quickly, and, I mean, that plays a part, and that's why he's conducive to kind of making the plays that he has, because he's keen on picking up those things. But, again, excited to find and follow this kid moving forward. If you want more Garrett Tholen, C2P, we'll be putting his bio up. Blog Talk Radio, you just type in Garrett Tholen, linebacker, Houston Baptist. It's going to pop up. And then iTunes, you do the same thing, and you can take the full thing of this young man. As always, we appreciate you listening to the C2P.
This has been a CollegeToPro.com exclusive.